Check. This is on. This is on. Look at all you people out there. All right, so before we start the festivities proper, there was a couple things I wanted to explain how the night goes. So those of you who are actually listening will get this. Those of you chatting away, well, you're out of luck. So we're going to play some Sprocket Bingo, and I've got sheets of common phrases that we say, common situations that might happen. However, I've only got 30, so I'm just going to, like, throw them out and, like, watch all the piranhas come in frenzy and grab them. I'm just kidding. We will all form a line and nicely be friends with everybody, and I don't know. I'll just put them somewhere. But anyways, Sprocket Bingo, 30 people will win a prize, and whoever wins can pick from the Simple Living prize package or the Travel and Transit prize package. And
I've seen these prize packs, and they are worth it. So you want to play bingo tonight.
There will also be Sprocket Trivia. That's something that you guys will have to manage on your own with a piece of paper and a pencil. Just number down 1 through 10. And, yeah, we will read off a quote, and you get to decide whether it was Brock or myself who said this. And whoever gets the most points will get the other prize package that the first winner did not choose. And, all right, so y'all get your drinks, get settled. We'll be starting in a few minutes.
Get your drinks. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for being here. If you're here for the Sprocket Podcast, make some noise! Hopefully you had a drink by now. But if you're waiting, just get in line and grab a drink. So many special thanks to Envelope Hope. And I'm here. My name is Aaron Delaney. And I'm here to introduce the sexiest man alive. And Brock did us. So here we go, everyone. Sprocket Podcast, episode 250. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to the Sprocket Podcast, live at VeloCult, where we are simplifying the good life. My name is Brock Dennis.
And I'm Aaron Flores, broadcasting from the People's Republic of Portland here at VeloCult. Yeah, we said it again. Nestled in the heart of Cascadia. Yeah, some of you thought I was going to screw it up.
We are the show that brings you somewhat irrelevant conversation. Oh,
there it is. Someone gets a free space.
About the intricacies of thinking locally with a global perspective and enjoying the best that life has to offer along the way. Also crouching down to a low microphone.
enjoying the best. My momentum is all screwed up now. Covering trains, transit, bikes, simpler living. And today, 5 damn years of doing
5 years. I want to say thank you to everyone, and I mean everyone that's here in this room. It's good to see you all, but especially people who have been with us for all 5 years. Is there anybody in this room who has listened since 2011? My wife. It's true.
And Lillian said.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't see you back there. Oh, thank you. All right. Apparently there's a beer here. Thank you. Cheers to everyone. Let's just all raise our glasses, and let's celebrate that we're all here in this room together. Is it hot where you are? It's hot up here.
It's warm. I'm empty.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's been 5 years, and it feels really good. It feels good to be here. It feels good to see you all. And I've got major thanks to you, Aaron Flores, for sticking up and putting up with me for this long.
Yeah, well, you know, it's you're a pretty easy person to put up with.
Oh, shucks. And also thanks to former co-host, co-host emeritus Brandon Rhodes, who I don't believe I've seen him here tonight, but Brandon Rhodes was with me for the first 2 years.
On Facebook.
Well, you know, that you know, Facebook is never wrong. It's good
to be here, right?
It's good to be in VeloCold. VeloCold is one of these spaces that is absolutely, amazingly, generously spacious. I got to say thank you to Sky, thank you to the whole crew here at VeloCult for hosting us and every other bicycle event in town. It's been really fantastic, really, really great. I was here two nights ago, and it was the BTA's annual thing. I'm a member, but I don't know what they call their thing. So I was here. There was cake. And so VeloCult has been very generous with their space and time. We appreciate that. So I heard that there was a Grilled by Bike ride. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. I was in here helping Aaron Parecki set up our sound, so I did not actually get to go on this Grilled by Bike ride. But what happened out there?
Well, I didn't go on the ride proper, but I just hung out and screwed around at Rollers Park while you were working hard. There were grills.
Somebody had a good afternoon.
There were some changing of tires. There were lots of fruits and fruits. I've never seen fruits on the grill before.
What kind of fruits were on the grill?
Let's see. There were nectarines.
Who had a nectarine on a grill?
Who had the nectarines? There it is.
Okay. What does it taste like?
It tastes delicious.
Nice. Yeah.
Like I can't eat those.
Nectarine pie without the crust. That sounds lovely, because the worst part of nectarine pie is the crust. So you had the best day ever.
Eric brought his pineapple core, and it's like this ratcheting system. It's magic, everybody. It's the science of magic and the magic of science.
Wow.
And mixed with pineapples. And it cored this pineapple like all in one go, and then created these spiral slices that we grilled.
Nice.
And
fruits?
I threw a slab of fish on it, and it was delicious.
Oh, wow. Fish on fruit on barbecue. This is a good thing. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So should we just restate real quick? There's a bingo game going. How many of you got bingo cards out there? There's only 30 of them.
There was only 30, unfortunately. I underestimated, apparently, how popular we are.
Well, yes. No, I think bingo is popular, really.
Oh, that's
I think
what that's, it was.
Let's not put things out of place. there's some bingo cards out there, and apparently they're things that we say that are going to show up on that bingo
that's
card.
That's correct. And for those of you who missed out on your free space because we didn't do the intro correctly, if we mention a certain person in Jacksonville, Florida, who writes into us fairly regularly, whose name rhymes with Ronnie Ray.
I don't know. Is that really?
That will know be, someone like that? That will be your free space.
Do we know someone like that?
I don't know.
Hey, could I have somebody near the sound? Oh, there's nobody near the soundboard. Delaney, could you mute this cable so I can unplug it? Thank you. I almost killed everybody's ears earlier when I did this. So.
Oh,
channel
right.
7, mute. Awesome. All right. So, speaking of someone whose name rhymes with Ronnie J., Let's see if we can give him a call.
Okay.
Has anybody here heard of a man called Johnny K?
There's your space.
Johnny K.
I wondered how long we could go without actually saying his name.
Johnny Kinsey has been with the podcast since the very beginning, since 2011. Johnny lives in Jacksonville, Florida, and we're going to give him a call right now and just say happy 250th anniversary because he's a good guy.
Well, this is wonderful.
This is, of course, the moment where we wonder if he's actually going to pick up the phone.
Oh, wait.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Johnny K.
Hey.
How's it going today?
I'm fine.
Excellent.
Watching you right now.
I know. I can see you.
Oh,
there we
hey.
Go. Johnny K, little
That's
known
That's right.
Fact.
We've got a YouTube stream going on as well.
He lives inside of a camera. He's right over there. He's a very small person. So, Johnny K, you've been with us since the beginning. Can you remind me just what was it that how did you find us again?
I was actually searching for a simple bike or simple living and biking and commuting and everything. I found you guys and I was like, it's not like a normal blog because you're not like you're not just reading text and everything. So I was able to listen to you guys, And what you said had made a lot of sense, you know, so.
Excellent. Thank you. It's good to have that affirmation. Is there anybody else in this room that likes bicycles, transit, and simpler living? There's a lot of people here that share your views, Johnny K.
Well, I'm glad I'm not alone on that.
Excellent.
But I do have to ask a question, though.
Go ahead.
How many posts does a person have to make before they're on the Sprocket Podcast?
How many posts does a person have? Like, how many
That's
comments?
Right.
How many posts does a person have to make before they get on the Sprocket Podcast?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, I would say probably about 250.
251, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. The official count is 251.
Right, right.
So you got one more to go, Johnny.
Briefly, Johnny K, could you tell us about the time that you bicycled to your dad's place?
Oh, well, I was riding over to my grandfather's.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
For his birthday. I was going over there for his birthday. I think it was like his 89th birthday. And, anyway, I think I did about 110, 112 miles that day. Just so that I could be there in time to see his, to be there to give him a bag of peanuts.
A bag of peanuts
for his birthday.
110 miles.
Yeah, I picked up the bag of peanuts on the way.
Yeah,
so.
That's beautiful. Did he appreciate the full import of this bag of peanuts?
Of course he did.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, he appreciated them a lot, actually.
Excellent.
So, I was quite surprised, actually. But he comes from a different generation, so any token, he really appreciates such things.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, 100, that's a long distance. That's nothing to sneeze at. So we're all very proud of you. Can we get another cheer for Johnny K? But Johnny K, thank you so much. We're going to let you go. I hope you enjoy the live stream. I hope you get out of that camera soon.
I know this makes you uncomfortable, but I do love you, Johnny K.
All right.
He's stammering.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and I had a good time.
Happy 250th. Let's talk longer next time.
Yep.
All right. Bye. All right. So that was Johnny K down there in Florida. He's a good guy. If you go to thesprocketpodcast.com and you scroll down past the content that we post, inevitably you will see Johnny K there. And he is full of really, like, we don't know much, and he apparently knows everything that we don't. So he has been filling in the gaps
anytime
for us for some
time.
Anytime
we have a hanging question, rather than Google it ourselves,
right,
Johnny K is on it.
Well, we don't have time to Google things,
no,
but fortunately
we're really
we know
busy.
A very good Googler. So... we got the bingo cards. Do you want to explain this other game that's running?
Oh, yeah. So, you know what? For those of you who are not able to play bingo, because, once again, I only printed out 30 of them, there is also a trivia game that we'll be playing throughout, or on and off throughout. And Delaney or someone else will come up and read a question that involves a quote that either Brock or I said, and you would have to guess whether it's Brock or myself. Keep track on a piece of paper or in your head or whatever. I'm trusting the honor system on this one.
That's right.
Don't make me regret it, everybody.
Yeah.
Wait, so, was there really? No, you're shitting me, right? Okay.
We've got two games running concurrently. Then that's the thing. So that's I think just about everything. Got a couple of thanks. Thanks to obviously our generous donors and who's out there from Richland, Washington. Right over here. Shelly and Troy, made it all the way from Eastern Washington. The Tri-Cities came out to say hello. They are our newest set of sponsors. We thank them so much for their support. Good to see you guys. So anybody, they're here for Bridge Pedal. You may see them around if you participate in that event as well. And they're super cool. I just met them, and I can tell these things. So good to see you guys. But thanks to all of our donors who have given us money to help pay for the rent, help buy various equipments and things. It's been an outpouring of love from a bunch of people. We respect that very much. Also, we mentioned Velo Cult. This is a fantastic place to beer.
This is a fantastic place to beer.
If you're not beering right now, you should be. There's also another company who's been with us for the past several months, the Beer Mongers, and they are down on Division
also
and Southeast 12.
Also a fantastic place to
so,
beer.
If you're here, you should get beer here. If you're near the Beer Mongers, you should get beer there. And you should have lots of beer. So thank you to them for their sponsorship. And if you don't drink...
Responsibly.
You know, if you don't drink, they have many other things as well. So there is that. So in 5 years...
Yeah.
I did some counting. I did some numbers.
Oh, right. We've had not only just a lot of guests, but a lot of people subbing in for us.
That's right. Let me read you some numbers real quick. There's 305 blog posts on our website. There are 477 comments. I'll let you find out who wrote those. 249 episodes and about 50 bonus audio files out of 6 different studio locations. So it's been a while, and it's been fun.
6 locations.
Oh, wait, 7. Velocal.
7. All right.
Okay. This is not really a studio so much as it's a venue. But so we've had some guest hosts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most recently, while you were away, we had a number of guest hosts.
Yeah.
And I would like to take some time to kind of recognize them now if they are here in the house.
Definitely.
First and foremost. Sorry, Guthrie Straw, and Steph Routh. If both of you could come up, where's Steph?
Come on up to the stage.
You were here.
Steph was here. What happened to Steph? All right.
Oh man. All right. Steph, you're making a fool out of Guthrie right now. Guthrie and Steph actually did the show on their own for an episode where both Brock and I just happened to be. Both out of town.
Well, let's outline this. The way a podcast works is there's two people that get, or a number of people that get together, and like they're on microphones, they talk to each other. And you would assume when that doesn't happen, there wouldn't be a podcast. But Guthrie, thank you so much for making what might have been the best episode of the Sprocket Podcast this year. It was really, really good. And I'm impressed that you stepped in and filled some shoes. So thank
you. I do believe it said it's the most NPR of.
The most MPR. We got our friends in Minnesota make Pedal Hub, and this reminded me so much of Pedal Hub because they have intellectual conversations. I'm not sure if we do. So thank you. Thank you for bringing the brains and the brawn.
So we have a few tokens of our appreciation here.
Oh, you get some medal.
Guthrie, if you can come and get your medal.
There we go.
These are sized for children.
It's more of a...
And also, I'm giving you a pass to the boys' bathroom.
Oh, there we go. Excellent. Just in case you ever need to get out of class.
And Steph, you've got a pass to the girls' bathroom.
There we go.
Whenever you get here.
Whenever Steph's around, yeah. There we go. Yeah, so Aaron Delaney, he's back there on the sound right now. Aaron Delaney was actually several episodes of guest hosting as well.
You've also got a small prize if you want to come receive that now.
And can I share that Aaron Delaney filled in the time of my most dire need? If anybody heard the scatological emergency episode... That was the night that Aaron Delaney said, "Of course, I'll do that for you." And he showed up and ran the show when I could not. So thank you.
And I got you My Story pad, so you can write all the stories that are floating around in your head.
This is fabulous.
And post them on your bulletin boards.
Yeah. Oh, it's like visual learning. It's like a workflow thing. Lisa Nims, not here tonight,
Lisa
right?
Lisa Nims, not here tonight, but has filled in both this summer and last summer.
Lisa Nims, I don't believe she actually exists. I have not
you
seen
two
this
have
person
never met.
In person.
Yeah, she's just a really good friend of mine, really good at the whole simple living aspect of things. And
so much of, what was it? She goes to Vegas and she's got friends there, and apparently she is.
Her friends no longer invite her to places in Vegas.
Because she's too she's too countercultural.
That's right.
So apparently. Good for her. Yeah. She was on this summer as well. Will Van Loo was here.
Yeah. Van Loo came in for a couple episodes. He really bailed my ass out for the. James Longhurst episode.
It was an academic interview.
Yes, he was our in-house academic. I don't know if he's here tonight, but Will, thank you again.
Right, definitely. Good for. Is Will here?
He is not.
He gets a medal sometime.
I'll mail it to him.
Yeah. Eric and Krista were here for
Eric
the...
Get your asses up
here. Come here.
At least Eric, get your ass up here.
Yeah, you came in for the Peter Rice episode. The guy who talks about touring on a budget, which is kind of the sort of thing... How many of you out there are bicycle tourists? How many of you ever gone somewhere and slept overnight by bike? Yeah, all right. Good for you. Good for you. So the first time you ever did that, did you have all the fancy gear and really expensive bicycles? No, of course you didn't. So we talked to this guy, and Eric helped talk about, you know, what do you do when you just want to, like, you know, wear jeans?
Yeah,
Eric says he has a huge head.
You could
put that metal, you know, wherever it seems appropriate. It doesn't have to go like on your forehead.
And one for Krista.
There we go.
And
perfect.
You guys get to choose who gets to go to the office or to the nurse.
Glenn Kubish up in Alberta, or as it's better known, YEG, the airport code,
Y-E-G. In all the way from Edmonton.
Definitely. If you guys haven't heard that episode, that was a fantastic one. There's Darren Markland is a guy who apparently has the spirit of the Sprocket podcast in him. And if he's listening on the live stream, Darren, you're amazing. But Glenn interviewed him way up there in Edmonton. And we are now an international show, which feels good.
Yeah, yeah. 5 years from now, we'll be touring up to Edmonton.
Yeah, I have a guess we're going to be big in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge. Just like Tom Waits.
Leah Benson subbed in
Leah
one time.
Leah Benson subbed in.
Thank
That's
Leah
right.
for coming in that day. Corey Poole has come in often.
I didn't get you a hall pass, but if you want to come up and get a medal, you're going to come up anyway. So
we'll give her a medal in a minute. Yeah. Lillian Karabek over there. Thank you for filling in. That was like last year, right? Yeah, yeah. That was the one that had a great discussion of Disneyland and, So you get a hall pass.
The Disneyland Star Trek conspiracy theory episode.
It was really great.
You get a general hall pass. You get to go everywhere.
Any hall you want.
Any hall you want.
You can be in any hall ever.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just went all the way down.
She can actually get that medal around her head. This is good. No, probably not. That's what scissors are for.
Not after a few drinks.
Adele Dittus, my wife. She's stepped in as a co-host several times, which has been great.
I don't have a hall pass for you. She's not only stepped in, she's helped put together some of the prize packages.
Yes, it's true. Thank you for that.
So if you like your prize, you've also got Adele to thank.
It's true, yes. Brandon Rhodes, former co-host of the podcast. David Hetty, Vincent Caldoni, and most importantly, I wanted to point out that my favorite co-host of all time.
Lisa Nims.
Aaron Flores with a different haircut.
With a different haircut, yes.
Because if you go back in time, you can see like all the various stages. Like when the mohawk emerges, when the mohawk is covered up by the hair around it, and then when the mohawk comes back again.
Yeah, so, I'm not going to tell you when my first appearance was as a sub because that might give away a trivia question
later
on.
Oh, that's true.
On.
Okay, we'll just gloss right over that. All right. So, well, without further ado, let's bring on our first guests and our only guests tonight.
Let me clean up my mess here.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
It'll take them some time.
How many of you are fans of snacks? Yeah. We got some snack fans out there. How many of you like a good parade? Yeah. How many of you would love nothing better than to see those two things put together on a semi-weekly basis?
Semi-monthly.
Well, you're in luck because we're about to talk to the folks from Snack Parade, a local podcast. We are talking to Leah Benson and Natalie Ramslin. Are they in the house? Yes, they are.
Hey,
look at resplendent in Portland charm and femininity, which is something we cannot bring.
I don't know if I could even bring the charm.
Oh, you're charming.
Oh,
believe
shucks.
Me. Hey, you folks, how's it going?
Hi. Good to be here.
I just met Natalie like right before the show for the very first time ever. So
was it really intimidating?
It was. She makes bicycles.
This is my game face.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating.
Yeah. I hear that all the time. Yeah.
So, Leah, can we start by you just talking about how the Snack Parade came about?
Wait. Before you do
oh,
that.
Oh, wait. Oh, never mind.
I got gifts for you guys.
Oh, we got gifts.
For Leah,
oh.
I got you a scented candle.
Oh, my God, guys.
And I know you like donuts.
It's a Krispy Kreme donut scented candle.
Aromatherapy.
Yeah, right?
And since I know you like wool, I got you a paintable ceramic sheep.
My new spirit animal. Thank you.
Oh.
What kind of paints are those?
It.
Is that water-based or oil-based?
I'm hoping it's oil-based because it's an heirloom now.
Seriously. This should last for a long time. So, wait, that's a scented candle? It's a donut. Sure.
Waft it.
Okay. Don't just stick my nose in there?
Yeah, it's powerful.
How does one waft when both of one's hands are full? Okay, thank you. That was sneaky. Oh, that does smell like a glazed donut.
Really?
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
So for the times when you've already had more donuts than you want, you can still light this candle and smell the donuts. It's like having... This is the solution. This is smelling donuts. Like, have you ever gotten to that point where you eat a dozen donuts and you're like, I can't have any more. I want them, but I can't.
I feel like that's that point in my life right now. Because the thing is, when you tell people you really like donuts, it turns out they... bring you donuts all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you have
really
the hookup?
Appreciate, but yeah, I think I might just need the candle for a while.
Okay. You're still holding my beer. Thank you. That's so nice of you. There we go. So what were we going to talk about, how it came about.
How Snack Parade came about?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wait, for real? We got a bingo already? All right.
Oh, bring it on up. Hold that thought.
Sorry, folks.
Oh, did I? Probably so.
Did he just adjust his glasses?
Confirmation
yes.
from the crowd? Okay, all right. All right, there we go. Check it out, Aaron. Make sure it's...
So, bikes, yeah. Grill by bike. We messed up the intro. Brock adjusts his glasses. Oh, and we said drink. That's
oh, okay.
True. All right.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Well, in that case...
We got a bingo.
We have some prize packs then.
Yeah, so do you want the travel prize pack or the simple living prize pack?
Travel prize pack. All right. So it's just over here around the corner. Again, we had these prize packs were assembled. Adele and Aaron worked on these quite a bit. There's some fun things in here, right? Well, what's in that prize pack?
I will tell you what is in here. So, first off, you get yourself a little toy monorail. Yeah.
Monorail.
Oh. I'll give you the whole bag here. A San Francisco trolley that is actually salt and pepper shakers.
Wow. I think there's a lot of jealous people in this room right now.
All the way from Hawaii, I'm not going to slaughter the pronunciation, but it's Hawaiian for mom.
Oh, nice.
And Hawaiian for dad mugs.
Well, there we go.
Nice.
So I'm just going to suggest that if you want to make friends, you could distribute a few of these favors to people you're close to.
All the way from space.
Oh, my goodness.
Two E.T. plates.
Two E.T. plates. You could put that on eBay,
and
I think.
If you like travel and bikes, we have Mud, Sweat, and Gears by Joe Kermansky, Metal Cowboy.
It's that narrative of him going across the country with his family.
And this is dedicated to Tom.
Oh.
I can't even read his writing, but Joe himself has signed this.
Wait, how did you get Tom's copy of that?
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay, all right.
And also, you will need energy for traveling. So you got a shit ton of cookies.
All right. At this point, I'm definitely recommending the making friends approach. Well, congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Travis, right?
Yeah. Congratulations to Travis.
Thanks,
sir. Give him a round of applause, people. Apparently, bingo is an easier game. So I tell you what, if anybody else...
use less common phrases, apparently.
If anybody else gets a bingo hereafter, I will give them a hug.
Everybody's crumpling up their pages now. I kid. He's a great hugger, everybody.
All right, so where do we leave off?
So, what is this thing we call Snack Parade?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Snack Parade. So, it came about... the name came about because snack and parade are my two favorite words, and when we were trying to think of names, I just said that, and Natalie, for some reason, was like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, because I was... It was a couple days later, and I was still trying to find out, well, no, I really like her concept. I like the idea of putting together two words that belong together, that we want to say, that we want to do. And then I was pulling my kids in a trailer to a swim lesson, and I was like, yeah, actually, this is what it's all about. It's a slow-moving parade with snacks. This is this thing in my point in my life where this is what cycling is. It's a snack parade. So I thought, yeah, why not just call it what it is? Let's do it.
So it's really deep, actually. It's a metaphor for life.
It is.
That's what you'll find on the podcast.
Thank you, Leah.
You'll find that life is a parade of snacks.
Yeah.
Yes. One right after the other.
Yeah, and if it's not, you're doing it wrong. That would be my assumption. Yeah. Do you have favorite snacks? You've probably talked about this already, so if anybody has listened to the Snack Parade podcast already, prepare for a repeat, but...
No, it's fine. I'll start. I just like food. Just in general.
Would you say that food is your favorite snack?
Food's my favorite snack. Okay. I like food, especially that is high in fat and sugar. Specifically, if it has no nutritional value. That's my favorite type of snack. And I think that's almost definitive of what a snack is. A snack is not meant to...
Is that the right time to bring these cookies up?
Thank you.
And here's where I'm going to differ and be really, really boring and also maybe gross. But I like homemade sauerkraut in a scooped out like avocado, like where you take a half of an avocado and then you put sauerkraut in it, and then you use a spoon or you use a fork or you use whatever, and then you like go at it.
That sounds like a healthy part of a meal.
It is. Well, it's a snack, whatever.
Part of a nutritional breakfast?
We're all friends here.
Yeah.
It's a snack.
Has anybody else done this? I have never heard of this before.
Not yet. I think it happened first in my kitchen. But okay. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't like that's all there was. I'm sure there were plenty of other options. I'm sure somebody had gone grocery shopping. But it just so happened that I was like, hey, these are the things that I have. And I ate sauerkraut and avocado.
Because I feel like I have experiences like that where I open the fridge. I'm like, what condiments remain? And like there are heels of bread. And
if you've got sriracha, you're okay.
Yes.
Then you're like food pyramid complete.
Wait, what? Do you like sriracha? Are you a fan?
Uh-huh, big fan. Like twice a day, like two meals a day, sriracha fan.
Sriracha fans out here, anybody? Yeah. That's the big red bottle with the rooster. Actually, the bottle is clear, but the sauce is red. So effectively, the bottle is red.
If you're doing it right, the bottle's red. If you're doing it wrong, the bottle's clear and you need to go to the store. Pronto.
Always be stocked with sriracha. Yeah. I have this theory about sriracha that it is a hot sauce that makes cold foods better.
Absolutely.
It makes cold foods?
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe this is just me, like, as a bachelor talking, because, like, I swore off microwaves, and I don't know how to use a stove, so it's just kind of the idea that if you have cold foods, you're like, hey, this lentil curry would be great as a cold, you know, leftover, but it just needs something. So if you put some sriracha in there, suddenly you've got heat without actual heat.
USDA would probably take issue with this method of cooking, and you might want to, like, check yourself before you actually go into commercial kitchen sort of scenarios.
So I couldn't open a food cart then that was just like, you know, cold heat or something like that.
Philosophically, I'm with you.
Okay.
I see this plane, actually. I could go to this.
Thank you. Mr. Griffiths agrees with me. I appreciate it. So you also are a sriracha fan. Okay, excellent. Secret Aardvark. We do have to put a plug in there for this because
like
Secret Aardvark.
It's like,
yeah.
And there's never been a news story about
people.
A what?
It's the hot sauce of the people.
It really is.
You know.
Wait, which one?
The sriracha.
Oh, sriracha. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, that would be fighting words, but no.
True, but yeah. I would argue that you know, the Secret Aardvark started here in Portland, so it almost is like more proletarian as a hot sauce than other hot sauces you could think.
Like just by default, it's proletarian because it came from
from Portland.
More proletarian.
Yes.
But I had a weird condiment experience that gave me perspective on Portland actually kind of recently when my uncle from West Virginia came and he was just amazed by my Organicville ketchup.
Ooh.
And he was like, you know, I was at a McMenamin's and I saw like Portland Ketchup Company. And for some reason he thought this was odd enough that he was like, and then there's Organicville. You guys are crazy. And he took a picture.
It is really weird that people want to eat stuff that hasn't been modified genetically. That's just strange. I don't get that.
Yeah, it was the photo opportunity that was kind of confusing to me. I was like, yep, there she is.
Oh. Wait, do either of you have a favorite hot sauce that we haven't mentioned yet?
Tapatio is always going to be una salsa muy salsa. There's just no arguing about that. It's always going to be salsa.
It's not actual hot sauce?
Well, on the labeling it says una salsa muy salsa.
Oh, right, the salsa that's very salsa.
Yeah, it's very saucy.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of my first hot sauce.
Okay.
I didn't realize until you asked this question that I've been, like, waiting to be asked this question. I've fallen in love with a hot sauce in Portland. It's called Hot Winter.
Hot Winter?
Oh, my God, it's so good. It's the best one ever.
Wow.
It's made by this guy named Sean Winter who lives in Portland. It puts everything else to shame. You can buy it.
Is he hot?
He's super hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like habanero hot, jalapeno hot.
Serrano?
Yeah, you know, like somewhere between a habanero and a ghost pepper. He's like up there.
That's impressive.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow, gotta meet this guy.
I know.
You okay. How would you describe the flavor of Hot Winter?
So the description on the bottle, I think, is what gets me, is that he describes that it's a hot sauce that's been made after a long journey towards finding the right pepper, because he tasted a pepper like 10 years ago, and he knew it was the best-tasting pepper of all time. And so it's got this really interesting spice that you can't find anywhere else. So it just tastes special, and like it was made by a real person, which is kind of special. I mean, nothing against Tapatio, but it does not taste like it was made by a real person.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Funny thing, linguistically about Tapatio, if you break down the word into its basic elements, you got like tapa, like maybe tapas, like little small pieces of food, like a snack.
Uncle.
And then tio, which means uncle. So I'm wondering if the guy on the label is Uncle Snack.
Uncle Snacks. We'll call him that from now on.
Yeah.
It's just a question. I don't know
Could
this for
the
sure.
Could be the patron saint of Snack Parade.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Uncle Snacks.
Yeah.
So snacks for bicycling, either in town or out of town. What do you like about eating food on the road? Like, what do you eat when you're on the road?
Well, I think one of the most difficult things to admit is that I am one of those cyclists who needs to and perhaps prefers to stop to eat snacks. I was once reprimanded by a member on my own cross-racing team for not being able to eat while cycling. I was like, hey, I'm going to stop. I'm going to eat a snack. And she was like, you got to learn how to eat on the go. And but that's, you know, of all of my cycling skills, that's not my strongest.
Well, it seems kind of dangerous, right? Like it would be difficult to one-handed, like, bicycle one hand, eat with the other. You're kind of cutting your safety in half, it seems.
Yeah, and I have attributed it, perhaps mistakenly, to being left-handed, which doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Wait, you're left-handed?
Yeah.
Me too.
So, same
Me
with
too.
This one.
Wait,
oh, man. Aaron?
No.
I think you're
outnumbered.
Left-Handers Day is coming up soon.
That's
like
a thing.
It's like in a month. Yeah.
How do you celebrate?
I don't know. Open to suggestions, honestly. Maybe learning how to eat snacks with your left hand while bicycling, but again.
So having you guys up here makes me realize that you could just tell me that it's my problem and not a left-handed issue, because you probably can eat snacks while you cycle.
But why would I want to?
Well, right.
I feel like
thanks for being there with me.
You know, in order to appropriately savor the snack, you shouldn't be like selling it by doing something else at the same time.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, just get off that bike and eat.
Yeah,
that could be my memoir.
Get off the bike.
Get off the bike and eat.
I'm going to change the subjects just a little bit, and that is because even though the podcast is Snack Parade, you don't necessarily always talk about snacks on the show.
A cry and shame.
It's crazy.
It's a cry and shame. But you guys do come prepared with questions for each other, and they range from various things. Yeah.
Are you getting ready right now?
Am I getting ready? Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah. But also, so you guys, do you let each other know, like, what questions? Because you interview each other on the podcast. Do you let each other know what questions you're going to ask each other? Or?
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
Surprise questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would flatten the whole experience if we gave each other any kind of preparation.
Mm-hmm. Discomfort is key.
Yeah, I'm just going to declare, I'm typically modest, but I won when I asked Leah if she had one of those naked cleaning services come to her house.
Oh,
wait,
yes.
What was this called? I've heard of this.
Yeah, I've heard of it too. I think it's a thing.
It's like you hire someone attractive to take off their clothes and clean your oven.
It's very confusing to me. So because of me being a little confused about this, I was like, Leah, what would this person wear and what would they clean? And Leah, what was your answer?
I was stumped. I rarely do not have words ready to come out of my mouth.
Did you at that moment have a new respect for me?
I had respect for you, but not your friend that told you about the naked
cleaning
service. You're like the master of the uncomfortable question, though. My favorite was, on the very first episode we had, Natalie asked me, if you were to bring any household appliance to marriage counseling, which one would you bring?
Good question. Wow.
I know.
I want you guys all to think about that. That is going to be like, you're going to be going to sleep at night and be like, you know, I got Mr. Coffee over there somewhere, and he's been looking at me funny.
I've got this spatula that doesn't scoop cookies as well as it used to.
But if your spatula is a household appliance, that's the first issue.
Appliance.
Well, I mean, appliance.
It's the applied use of something, right? So, I mean, technically.
This is a simple living podcast, so I will give you that.
Okay, thank you.
I will give you that.
Thank you.
Yeah. But what you're saying, the word assumes electricity.
Or some. You know, I'm flexible. I'm flexible about this. I kind of like your spatula. I think it makes a very... I think we should recast appliance to include spoons and spatulas.
You know who else likes your spatula?
Who's that?
The guy that won the cookies.
Oh, I bet it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make the cookies?
I did make the cookies, but I will say that was Anna's spatula. That was not mine.
Here, let's all raise a drink to Anna's spatula.
just to her spatula, that's all.
And also to Anna, because Anna's pretty cool.
thanks, guys. Uncomfortable applause.
I'm just curious, about what motivates a question like this? How do you think of marriage counseling and an appliance? Like, how do you pair those two?
Which one of you went to... No, I'm not going to go there.
How do you not make this pairing? I mean, how do you live in a house with obstinate appliances that you have to contend with daily, that you've known for years, and how do you not think we should have a talk? Toaster oven, you and I, we used to have a thing, and now all of a sudden it's gone and you burn my toast. Like, I mean, I don't know how other people deal with this, but when your vacuum cleaner loses suction, when you're like... You know, this faucet we used to get along, and now all of a sudden, like, it does this funky thing when you want it to get hot, and it kind of stays cold for a while, and it scalds you. So, I don't know. Maybe you should come to my house and check out what my appliances are like.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's totally a normal question.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. I was thinking that probably explains why I eat like a bachelor. So... Well, everyone should go check out Snack Parade. It is... What is it? Snackparade.tumblr?
How would
it's
I
on
find
the internet.
Is dot Tumblr a thing?
Well, if it's followed by .com.
It is, actually.
Okay.
We're so good at promoting ourselves. No.
Ask Johnny K.
You know,
he'll help you find Snack Parade.
Snack Parade. I think we're the only thing that comes up.
Precisely.
And if we aren't, we've lost.
Yeah.
Also, your two businesses, respectively, which are very close to each other, as I understand.
In spirit and in proximity physically.
Yeah, tell us about your businesses.
So I am owner of Sweet Pea Bicycles, and I design and fit custom bikes for women, as well as do bike fittings for anybody with a bike.
And I'm the owner of Gladys Bikes, and we get to share a space with Natalie, which is lovely. We're a women-focused bike shop here in town.
And they're a great shop.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, everyone should patronize both of these businesses because they're fantastic. Thank you both so much for being here.
Yeah.
You bet.
So, as I understand, you have some questions for us as well.
That's the part I've been most excited about.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
But before we move on,
would
one of you or both of you read a trivia question for the audience?
Yes.
I'd be happy to.
This is the trivia game of who said what?
Which one of us said this?
Okay, so either I said this or Aaron said this.
And just keep track on a piece of paper or whatever, and we'll tally up the totals at the end of the show.
There we go.
Okay, number one. He said, I'm no Superman or anything.
I'm no Superman or anything.
Okay, I'm going to do another one. I'm just going to skip to number three because I want to. When Aaron and Brock requested callers to drunk dial the Sprocket voicemail, who said... We want to find out what's going on out there in the real world, especially if you're drunk.
The great thing about this game is I don't remember who said most of these things.
so we'll tally up the totals. There's more of these to come. In the meantime,
all right.
I believe you guys have some questions for us.
Yeah. Is it okay if I go first?
Absolutely.
I have a burning question.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Burn.
Okay, so... We create podcasts based on things we're interested in, right? Like, Natalie and I like snacks and talking. to each other, among other things. So, and you guys like bikes and simple living. Let's rewind back to when we were 16 years old.
16.
When you were 16, what podcast, or zine perhaps when you were 16, would you have created, and what would it have been called?
I think it would have been like Under the Hood of Your Apple IIe for me.
Wait, what?
Do you remember the Apple IIe? Mm. It was before there was a Macintosh computer, there was an Apple IIe. And,
Apple IIe fans out there, anybody? In the house. Okay,
thank you. That was the one that you could actually open the hood and like work on it. Like, you know, basically there was nothing stopping you from pulling out the RAM and putting in more RAM. Or
so
pulling
like the
out.
Rally car of computers?
In a way, except if it was a rally car, it would be going like 2 miles an hour. So yes.
Yeah. Sweet. Aaron?
Mm.
Yes.
So when I was 16, this might surprise you, but I was really, really, really into the Ramones.
No.
And so I would start a podcast called Blitzkrieg Pod, and it would be all about my love of the Ramones and how I wanted to be a combination of Johnny and Joey.
And then look, you became the combination.
I don't know about that.
Tell your 16-year-old self, don't worry, it's going to be okay.
I got this handled. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
The Ramones are fantastic.
Yeah.
As a late adopter.
Still one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
And my question, I'm going to bring us to present times, and I'm going to...
Wait, I want to hear your guys' answers.
True. We should hear these answers.
Okay. Mine would have been tactics for the modern-day marching band bassoonist.
Marching band bassoonist.
Absolutely. It's difficult, especially when you've got a small, kind of petite build.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of marching and a lot of bassoon.
It's a lot of
bassoon. So there's a lot to talk about, and you'd probably have a lot of, like,
got
run through
bassoon
the scales.
Players out there?
Is there a bassoonist out here? Yeah.
Just a bassoon fan. Yeah.
Just someone who's really into double reeds.
Right. Thank you for knowing that. Yeah.
Okay. When I was 16, I was embarrassingly obsessed with wanting to be a politician.
Like, really?
Yeah, I really wanted to go into politics, and I...
What kind?
Well, I wanted to be the president.
Okay.
And I thought...
Big
this,
time.
I thought, yeah, at the age of 16, I still thought this was a possibility. So I feel like mine would be the road to 2026, because I know that, because I was so obsessed with it. 2026 is the first year I would be old enough to be eligible to be president.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't give up on your dream, Lisa.
Yeah.
You still have time.
I got time, guys. 10 years from now.
What's the age limit? You have to be at least 50?
45.
Okay.
I'm almost there, guys.
35.
I'm purposefully not good at math right now. 35? Okay. It's only 35?
35.
Really?
Okay.
35.
That explains a lot of things.
So,
all these years wasted.
Hurry up,
I could have been somebody. I could have been a president.
I've got a lot of opinions, but I'm not especially informed. I'd make a great politician.
Hey-o.
Especially relevant in an election year. So next question.
Oh, yeah, my question. So we typically hear you guys after you turn the mic on.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. But presumably, because you've got these very kind of melodic voices, harmonious voices, presumably you must run through some kind of warm-up exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I was wondering if you could share that with us, either whether you do it together in tandem or whether you do it separately. Can you share those vocal warm-up exercises with us?
Okay, I'm going to have to put the mic down for mine. So
okay.
Before I get to the studio, before I ride to the studio each day, I like cup my hands over my mouth, and then I scream as loud as I can. I just... like that, and it warms up the vocal cords a lot.
Wow.
Brock?
I think for me, it's usually nervousness.
Everyone's like all aghast all of a sudden.
They have to collect like, draw backwards from the crowd.
I really don't do this. I just made this up.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. I was thinking, that sounds so cathartic. I should be doing that.
I should
do that before I even try to talk to anybody in the morning. Just scream into my pillow and be like, set for the day.
I'm usually nervous about whether or not the guest is going to have a good time or whether or not they're going to think we're actually a real thing. And so it's usually me just going, shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit, shit, okay, shit, it's okay, shit, fuck. That's my vocal warm-up.
Great. I will say, one pre-interview ritual that I saw you do that I subsequently adopted is...
You did this tonight.
Yeah, I brushed my teeth.
It's worth it, folks. Take care of you only get one set.
Look, yes.
Technically, you get two, but you only get one when you're an adult.
Well, okay, this is actually something that came up when we were recording. After recording the Snack Parade podcast, I actually have
more than
one set. I don't have a full secondary set, but fun fact, I have a couple of extra teeth hanging out above the jawline.
Whoa.
That just never descended.
Never descended. Doesn't make me sound particularly awesome, but I feel good about it.
So do you think, like, if for some reason, like, you're in a bike accident or, like, you know, you're playing hockey...
I'd be like, off the bench, those teeth come out,
like, will they be able, will the other ones descend down and take their place?
I like to think so. I like to think that even if they don't, I'd be like, I will you to come into the game.
Sheer force of will. Yeah. The teeth come down.
Yeah.
Like a really slow motion vampire.
Yep.
The slowest of vampires.
Yeah.
Speaking of vampires.
Yes. Twilight fans in the house, am I right?
The next question. Okay, so my
Delaney,
next
our
question
hype man back there.
Is, let's say the apocalypse hits and Portland is taken over by two-headed venomous kittens that hunt
this is a new
humans.
One.
Yeah. Human hunting kittens.
Two-headed, venomous, human hunting kittens.
And so you have to, you know, survive. And so you get the chance to choose a partner in crime, a teammate, if you will, to help you survive the kitten apocalypse.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Of all the guests that you've had on in the past 5 years, which one would you choose and why?
An extra credit if you choose Leah and explain why.
Oh, true, true. Well, yeah, bonus points on stage right now.
Do I get negative points if I choose Brian?
Yeah.
I mean, Brian, my brother, is totally choosable. I would choose him. He's hilarious.
Well, he's talking about sort of a post-apocalyptic futuric system in which there's problems. He's making a podcast about that right now. So.
It's true. He might
down
know
the Mississippi
about
River.
It.
I think he might be a little bit more prepared.
For the record,
I haven't chosen yet. I just wanted to know as far as the points
system
goes.
Yeah, no, there are no points. How about let's just leave Leah and Brian Benson out of it.
Okay,
out
of
this. Just to make sure there's no
so
biases.
So below them, who's the next choice?
Yeah, below them, of course.
How many guests are in the house right now?
How many are there former guests of the podcast in the house? Are there any out there? Yes, there you are.
A slow clap from Lori.
And we're not going to tell people who you are.
I mean, I don't know who
that
she
person's
is,
anonymous.
That lady.
Boy, it's a good question.
Crap, my girlfriend was a guest.
Yeah, well, yes, my wife was a
co-host.
Would
your girlfriend be able to take on the kittens? It's a question
you don't
want to
ask him that question in front of her, right?
Can you turn around for a little bit? Earmuffs.
I'm just thinking of the people we've had on who have talked about how to deal with, like say, the DRT, the disaster relief trials, and, like,
Who
is equipped to deal with disastrous situations? I'm going to say
Ethan Jewett. He's got that big radio on his bike.
And he has a ranger hat. I always trust somebody with a ranger hat.
Yeah. Well, I know Daniel Harkins was in the military,
right.
If he's still not in the military, fighting for my freedom to podcast.
Knows how to load a weapon.
Thank you.
And how to fire it at a two-headed human-eating cat. So, yes.
I'm hearing everybody make good choices out here.
I think the real answer is there are so many great guests on the show that I don't think I could choose which one I would help me to defend against a two-headed human-eating cat.
There we go.
Okay.
But thank you for asking. It's a good consideration.
I just want you guys to be prepared.
Well, it's true.
Thank you.
Ready.gov. So.
It's a real thing, isn't it?
Hey, is it a good time for some more of that trivia?
Sure. Someone want to read another one?
I would.
All right.
Trying to affirm the guest's choice of serving vegan food, he said, "That's the greatest thing about a vegan diet. If you want to feed the masses, it's an easy wide net that can include everyone."
Delaney's like shaking his head. What?
That could be either one of us.
Do you want to read one?
Oh, I'll do one.
Next.
Okay. A listener's mail talks about his iTunes compatibility issues. This host observed, podcasts are tough to make. That's a hard one. That could have been anyone saying that.
Yeah, but two more.
Are tough to make.
Two more. Okay.
Two more? Okay.
Okay. Gaia is angry.
This host said.
Gaia. You mean like Mother Earth?
Mother Earth.
Okay. That's what we mean. Gaia is angry.
Right before starting an episode, he said, let me make sure I know what's going on. It should be patently obvious that I do not.
There we go.
Okay.
Fabulous. Well, thank you. Tally your scores. So the next thing I want to do is our one-minute stories.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are so many people here. Not everyone gets to tell a one-minute story because that would take too long, even though we would love to hear them all. But I'm going to read off a list of topics, and I'd like 5 volunteers to share a one-minute story on one of these topics.
Come on, y'all.
So here comes a list. And if you think you have a story, a one-minute story, like basically, what, 3 Twitters or something?
Basically 3 tweets.
Yeah, okay.
You can just say, like, you know, Aaron is now riding a bike or whatever, like as my tweet would go.
Yeah, I am in Eugene. 1 minute stories in the following categories. So if you hear one that you want to, we'll take the first 5 hands. Bikes, speed, broken machines, long rides, trains, transit, simpler living, phones, beers, day-to-day life, technology, the internet, vegans, special diets, love, money, racing, commuting, luggage, rental cars, car sharing, scatological emergency, camping,
who
climbing,
wants to tell that 1 minute
downhill,
story? Come on up.
Cooking, laundry, lights, and tools. So we need 5 one-minute stories on one of those themes.
Extra points for scatological emergencies.
True. Yeah, you get cookies for that one or something.
Don't make me call out Daniel Harkins.
Okay, we got one here.
Wait, Gabriel Trainer.
All right, we've got to pick up that mic here, over there. I think that one is yours.
With a story about...
A one-minute story. Yeah. Give us your theme and tell us the one-minute story. Sure.
I would do speed and commuting.
Oh, actually, bring it a little closer here away from the speaker up there. That speaker hates us.
Okay. So I've really gotten into fixies lately. I love biking on fixies and commuting home. I'm pretty fast. Biking behind a woman, and she stopped for us on the side of the crosswalk. Totally didn't see it, totally ran into her ass.
Ooh.
At like 20 miles an hour.
Mm.
10 miles an hour, but she was totally fine.
Is that what she said?
She said, I'm fine. It was good. You know,
wait,
it was a good...
but how did she say it? Did she say like, oh, it's cool, I'm fine? Or did she like, I'm fine.
Okay. Just leave me alone.
Like, she seemed more apologetic. She seemed more ashamed. Like, she seemed more sorry that I ran into her.
Oh,
sorry I got in your
sorry
way.
Sorry for having a butt like so many of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something.
This 1 minute story has turned into a 1 minute grilling here.
Yikes. Sorry. We interrupted your flow here. Go for it.
Thank you, Gabriel.
All right. Another 1 minute story. Oh, yeah, here we go.
I'm not sure which category this falls in, probably several, but I'll try to make it a one-minute story. The other day, a friend and I got on the Max, me with my hand cycle, not this hand cycle, my other one, but her with her upright foot pedal trike. Now, me, I've been riding the Max with my thing for a long time. But her, it was the first time. Now, this may not seem like a big deal, but keep in mind that according to TriMet's policies, neither of us was technically allowed to board the train. But we did it.
Nice.
We both got on. People shuffled around a little bit, but even though there was both of us and a woman with a stroller and a couple of loose kids, everybody had a place to be, and we all rode together, and it was good. And like I said in my Facebook post about this, even with my fiery radical heart, I love it when what starts out as direct action achieves immediate results and becomes a non-event.
Nice.
Fantastic. Yeah.
David Griffiths, thank you. Another one-minute story. One-minute story number three.
Don't make me call on Armando.
Armando. You don't have to call on him. He's right here.
What? One-minute story. Go. So I'm not going to identify the children in this story, but they were children, and I was with them. And one was about five, one was about three. And it's a commuting scatological emergency story.
Ooh.
So we leave the restaurant, and we catch the bus home, and we're waiting at the bus stop. And one of my children, I can't identify which sex they were because it would totally out them. And she said, Dad, I have to go to the bathroom. We're at the bus stop. I'm like, dude, we just left the restaurant. Why didn't you go there? And she's like, I got to go. I'm like, okay, just go right here behind the bench. You know, because I thought it was, you know, just number one. So I'm holding her hand and she's squatting down, holding my hand like this. And I'm like, dude, just take it forever. What's going on? She's like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, are you going number one or number two? She's like, I'm going number two. I'm like, oh, no. So she gets done. Being the responsible parent I am, I walk over to the trash can, and I find some cup from McDonald's, and I go and scoop it up and put the cap back on. I put it in the garbage, and we catch the bus. Because I didn't want to miss the bus. Because, you know, if you miss the bus, it's another 45 minutes, you know.
Breakfast right, service isn't what it used to be.
Thank you.
Armando, ladies and gentlemen.
A true hero.
Another one-minute story.
A good father right there.
We're going for two more. Anybody else have a one-minute story about any of these things? I want to hear about veganism.
We got Eric Iverson.
Eric, this isn't going to be about veganism.
Eric Iverson talks on veganism.
He let it grill by bike. There's a lot of meat there.
So this is actually the opposite of veganism. It was freshman...
Wait, could you step more towards the center, actually?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was freshman year of high school, 2000... No, what was it? I graduated in 2000, so 96. Doing the math right there.
freshman year.
Yeah. And it was a band trip. It's not a made-up story. A band trip to New York City. And we were forced to eat at a Burger King. At that time, I thought it was awesome. Had some sort of a chicken sandwich and immediately felt the gurgling noises in my lower bowels and had to go to the bathroom. But I just thought it was a number one, so I did the number one thing in a urinal and had pretty much an epic shart. So it was an epic shart. We're on this bus trip. All of the clothes are like under the bus. What am I going to do? Am I going to tell, like, a chaperone about my epic shart? How am I going to deal with this epic shart that's sitting in my pee pants? So got rid of I believe it was whitey tighties at the time because it was, like, 96. Got rid of those, and I think it was the first time I went commando, which is a very freeing thing for that time of life, and got on the bus and wrote it out, commando, cleaned up my situation.
Did anyone, like, say anything? Like, did anyone, like, go?
No, nobody called me stinky or anything, but if I would have listened to this podcast about simpler living, I would have known that you can make underpants from various things.
Winning.
And I didn't know that, so thanks to this podcast. Yeah.
Can we have a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were on the bus, was it one of those buses with, like, a bathroom?
Oh, so the emergency happened. It was so fast, it was at the Burger King.
As they are.
So it was at the Burger King bathroom.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And luckily,
I heard a song about that.
I had a private stall, so.
And quick thinking.
Quick thinking, yeah.
Good.
So
I guess. You are a true survivor.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
I think I've heard the phrase epic shart more times than I've ever had in my entire life.
Eric Iverson, ladies and gentlemen.
This was beautiful.
That was the 90s.
Someone dig us out of this hole, please.
One. Don't say that. One more one-minute story. Anybody? That was so many different things. Daniel Harkins.
Don't make me call on Daniel Harkins.
There we go.
All right, what
towards
categories
the center,
are
towards
left?
The center here?
I think you could use any of them, honestly.
All right, so this is going to go under...
I know you have a story already.
Dietary restrictions here.
So I'm very particular when I go on like a long distance ride or a tour or anything like that. I have to have gummy bears. It's kind of like a requirement. And one day I was heading out for like a really long trek up to Olympia. And the night before, my roommate had eaten like my entire like bag of gummy bears. And I didn't realize it until that morning. And then I was like in a hurry to get out the door. And I went to where I usually keep them and they weren't there. And so like the whole ride was shot until I stopped and got my gummy bears. So like I take them with me everywhere. That's pretty much it. Gummy bears are awesome. That's my 1 minute story.
Dietary restrictions for the win. Thank you, Daniel, and thank you all for sharing your 1 minute stories. And if there's anybody out there on the internet or anybody out here that wanted to share a story but couldn't, you can also send us 3 Twitters. So just consider that.
Are they tweets at that point?
I think that's a dumb word.
Okay.
I refuse to say that word.
And also, I'm still on the epic shirt. I really am.
It's hard to leave.
Because in the same way that snack parade kind of is, like, the combination of words is bigger than, like, you know, it's more than the sum of its parts.
Yes.
Like, I kind of feel like for emotional content alone, epic shirt could be a podcast to rival them all.
Wow. Yeah, well, there are so many stories. We heard 2 tonight. Yeah. Almost unbidden.
However,
almost.
As one of us once observed, podcasts are tough to make.
That's yeah. True. Somebody wise, no yeah. doubt. So,
someone once said this.
So we're gonna do a segment that many of you have come to know and love. I just wanted to. Can I ask for Channel 7 to be raised up so that we can do a thing?
Before we do that, can
yes.
we do like a couple more trivia questions?
Oh, sure.
Here?
Please do.
All right. So we got a lot to go through, folks. Here.
Who asked? Were they all Mouseketeers?
It's another one where I can't remember who said that.
He said, it'd be interesting if we ever tried to do a live thing. We probably won't ever do that.
Probably not. Chances highly unlikely.
Can I do another?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. He said, go to Taco Bell. Do something you hate.
I'm pretty sure that's not me, but I don't want to sway the... Yeah, exactly.
Once again, okay. Messing up the intro, he said, I just remembered I do a show here.
That's right. All right, are we good for our sound? Okay, so does everybody know the We've Got Mail song? It's basically, we've got mail, hey,
we've got mail.
So we're all going to sing that together, all right? Everybody ready? Is everybody ready? So the first one is actually from Eric Iverson, who is right here in the room with us. But apparently,
can you turn around for a second so we can pretend you're not here?
Eric Iverson, who's a million miles away. No, oh, there he is.
He's back.
So apparently, some good news in the car world this week. Toyota recently announced that when they open their car doors, there's now an automatic bike ramp that will deploy from that door. So that when you are riding in the bike lane and someone opens the door in front of you, you don't get hurt. You just kind of go up in the air. You catch air. And they encourage you. Toyota is into the idea that you might actually do a flip, a 180, or you might do that cool mountain bike thing in the air. So this is good news. So
do you have a quote from the Toyota company?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I think they did encourage 180s,
yes.
As I recall.
Can you make one up?
Toyota said, we are very happy to announce that safety is now one of our highest priorities. But this is all satirical, right, folks? I mean, I haven't been to Snopes yet, but this is all satirical, I'm pretty sure. Other one is from Peanut Butter Jar Matt, who said, in relation to a guy out in Boston who was out in rush hour traffic riding his bicycle on I-93, that's Interstate Highway. Quote from the article, the cyclist wore shorts, flip-flops, and headphones, but decided against a helmet. Peanut Butter Jar Matt says, good man, setting the example that cycling is accessible to anyone and anywhere. And I almost agree, except I think it's illegal to ride on your bicycle on the freeway in Boston, like in downtown Boston.
In Although, most places.
Yes. Well, most urban places.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think the one thing I would like to do is ride my bicycle through the Big Dig, which is the tunnel that goes underneath the city of Boston. I think that'd be a good place to ride.
Have they ever complete that?
Oh, I don't think they ever will.
Yeah.
No, no. Boston's always construction. So, hey, we're just about done with our show here. So,
holy crap.
Yeah, can you believe it? Wait, what did you say?
I meant, holy shit.
Bingo, right?
Yeah.
It's his registered trademark. Do we want to give the answers to the quotes?
Sure.
All right, let's do that, and then we'll wrap this. Well, then we'll put this baby to bed.
Actually, who's gotten all of them right so far? Anyone?
We don't know.
You should be keeping track yourself. Oh, wait. I mean, who's got a pretty good... Okay. Yeah, I get it now. All right. So, he said, I'm no Superman or anything. Do you remember who this was?
No.
It was myself.
It was Aaron. Okay.
Yeah, it was during the Team Sincerity episode.
Oh, gotcha.
That's also a bingo space.
That's right.
Gaia is angry.
I said that.
Yep. You've actually said that on more than one occasion.
Have I?
Yes.
Okay. Like just now?
Like just now?
Yeah, okay.
We want to find out who's going on, or what's going on out there in the real world, especially if you're drunk.
Was that me?
Brock.
That was you.
Okay.
Yep.
That was me.
Podcasts are tough to make.
Aaron.
That was you.
That was me.
That was you.
Well... I was right.
It was actually concerning the compatibility issues with iTunes and other things.
Right. Yeah.
But I thought that was a really hilarious
Technologies are hard to think.
It's the great thing about vegan diets. If you want to feed the masses, it's an easy wide net that can include everyone. That's a very me quote.
That was Aaron.
Let me make sure I know what's going on. It should be patently obvious that I do not.
That was me.
You knew that one?
I did.
He said it'd be interesting if we ever tried to do a live thing. We probably won't ever do that. Interesting. That was Brock.
That was me. All right.
That was Brock. And it was actually after we did our first live show.
Fantastic.
Were they all Mouseketeers?
I don't know. Were they?
They were not. And that was me who asked that question. I just remembered I do a show here.
Aaron.
That was me. Lori, yeah. You should know that. That was during your episode.
Oh, right.
Person we're not going to name. Go to Taco Bell. Do something you hate.
Aaron?
That was me.
That was Aaron.
It was in reference to something about Taco Bell that
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So that's all of them, actually. But there is a bonus question.
Bonus question?
If we've got a tie.
Okay.
Like, who had them all right?
Anybody?
All but one? Anyone else? All but one?
All right. Lily, apparently.
Lillian, yeah. You win the prize.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to throw this quote out here. And we can all just guess who did it. Patrick Stevenson on Twitter, listener, said...
From Pedal
to
Hub.
To quote the Sprocket podcast, if you must pass, pass with class. Which one of us said this? It was Brett.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I don't do much with class. Certainly not passing anybody. So, Lillian, come and have your simple living... prize package.
Yes, yes. We should also mention, speaking of Pedal Hub, that Leah, you were on Pedal Hub just like a month ago.
I was on Pedal Hub.
Yeah, Pedal Hub is a great show out of Minneapolis, and it's a fantastic show. So it's well worth seeing and being on, which you did.
They're great question askers.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a thing.
So your first prize. Is a Claude Monet print.
It's a print.
Because, if you're living simply, you need some decorations in your house.
You do.
And also, you already know how to carry things, large things on your bike, because you've been living simply. So, good luck with that. We also have the cookbook, More with Less. We have a candle that looks like an apple and it smells like cinnamon, but it is a candle, so don't eat it.
Oh, wow. It's an apple cinnamon candle.
It does not smell like donuts. Sorry to disappoint.
You might be able to trade up later, but I'm guessing that Leah likes her candle.
This is a slight crossover from the travel package all the way from Hawaii. Still in its package. Salt and pepper shakers.
Hawaiian salt and pepper shakers.
Aaron, did you just, like, clean out your closet?
And Adele.
His closet's really big. It's called Goodwill.
We also have some paper. And a sewing kit.
Well, this is the bottomless bag. It just keeps giving.
And actually, this is the best. This is the best.
It really is.
We have some pickled vegetables.
Oh, my goodness.
And Adele, you actually pickled these, right?
Yeah. You don't know where
I live. Okay, so botulism, not Adele's fault. And not also, saying you'll get it, just if you do, not her fault.
Also some blackberry jam that she made.
There we go.
Congratulations. Here, you can have the bag, too.
I will say the same thing with this. If you want to make some friends tonight, you can pass some things around. Be like, hey, you're into paper, right?
You like vegetables.
Yeah. I ate those pickles, like, last week. Not those pickles, but other pickles that were in the same batch. I did not get sick. I'm fine. Okay. Yeah, they're very good. All right. Are you ready to put this baby to bed?
I need to get myself some show notes.
All right. Get yourself some things, and we'll read them. Can I look over your shoulder as we do?
Yeah, why not?
Fabulous. So, again, let's thank Leah Benson, Natalie Ramsland, representative of Gladys Bikes and Sweet Bee Cycles, respectively, and also of Snack Parade. Let's give them a hand,
Snack
folks.
Snack Parade!
Thank you.
All right, let's hit this.
All right, our website is thesprocketpodcast.com.
Email to thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com.
Call or text to 503-847-9774.
Twitter to Sprocket Podcast.
Thanks to Ryan Jaylene for our theme music.
Herbert for our headline sounder.
Marcus Norman for graphic design.
And thanks to sustaining donors Logan Smith, Johnny K, Shadowfoot,
Katharina Mellengard, Wayne Norman, Doug Robertson,
Ethan Georgie, Justin Martin, Eric Iverson,
Cameron Lean, Richard Brzezinski, Tim Mooney,
Cameron Lean, Orange and Purple, Glenn Kubish, Matt Kelly,
Jim Gooden, Eric Weiss, Doug Cohen Miller,
Todd Parker, Scott McAllister Morgan, Chris Gonzalez.
I lost my place. Thank you. Dan Gebhardt, Zoe Campagna, John Blood,
Allison Wiley, Andy Brunner, Dave Knows,
Lars V, Chris Smith, Christy Kaster,
Caleb Jenkinson, JP Cooley, he's also outside, Peanut Butter Jar Matt,
Patrick R. Chain, Gabriel Trainer, Sebastian Poole,
Marco Lowe, Rick Otterstrom, Andrew Alderson,
Drew the Welder, Anna, Chris Asuvis,
John Wasserman, Andre Johnson, Shelley and Troy.
No, brush your teeth.
They're not there either. Go to bed.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming out.